In today's news headlines, during his Thursday coronavirus task force press briefing at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the seriousness of the massive unemployment figures that were released, showing 6.6 million additional Americans had filed for unemployment benefits. He said it wasn't a recession.
And it's an artificial closing. It's not like we have a massive recession or worse. It's artificial because we turned it off. Think of what we're doing. We're saying, don't go to work and we'll pay you. Everything's the opposite.
Trump also claimed to protect the social safety net.
Forget, I will always protect your Social Security, your Medicare, and your Medicaid. We're protecting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and I always will.
He failed to mention that his latest budget proposal includes steep cuts to those programs. In response to a reporter's question about states and cities examining the need to release people from prisons and jails to avoid the spread of COVID-19, Trump said he would try to stop it.
We don't like it. The people don't like it. And we're looking in to see if I have the right to stop it in some cases. Okay?
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for the first time participated in the task force press briefing and immediately put his foot in his mouth, saying that the national strategic stockpile of needed equipment was the federal government's to use and not available to states.
And the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. So we're encouraging the states to make sure that they're assessing the needs, they're getting the data from their local situations, and then trying to fill it with the supplies that we've given them. The same thing.
Critics pounced on Jared Kushner's claim, with Joe Lockhart, former press secretary under Bill Clinton, saying, does anyone know any federal Americans? Where do they live? How many are there? Are they nice? Why do they need so much protective gear and ventilators? Former White House ethics chief Walter Shaw pointed out that the website of the National Strategic Stockpile clearly stated that the equipment is for the American people. Stunningly, the Trump administration then changed the wording on the website to match Kushner's controversial claim. The newly inserted language says, quote, the National Strategic Stockpile's role is to supplement state and local supplies during public health emergencies. The official jobs report for the month of March was just released. And consistent with the numbers from the Labor Department of unemployment filings, the economy had a net loss of 701,000 jobs last month. The industry with the greatest job losses was leisure and hospitality, with the restaurant business next. Hotels, travel, retail, and construction also suffered big losses. A new poll of small business owners conducted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has found that roughly one in four fear they will be forced to go out of business within 2 months. 11% say they expect to close within a month. Meanwhile, the portion of the recent $2.2 trillion economic stimulus package that was meant to support small businesses with loans was to go into effect on Friday. Banks were supposed to start being able to accept loan applications, but the Trump administration only released the details of the program to banks hours before it was to launch. Now, banks are saying they're not prepared for the massive response. Bank of America said that by 10 a.m. on Friday, it had received 10,000 loan applications. USA Today and Ipsos released a new poll on Friday showing that a majority of Americans feel that the government's top priority ought to be saving lives more so than saving the economy. They want drastic economic intervention that allows Americans to remain at home while staying financially afloat. 79% support paid sick leave legislation. Another new poll, also by Ipsos in collaboration with ABC News, found that Trump's favorability rating over the handling of the coronavirus pandemic has fallen to 47%, down from 55% 2 weeks ago. A large majority of Americans are also deeply worried that they will be infected by the disease. President Trump on Friday met with the CEOs of large oil and gas companies to offer the federal government's help to the world's wealthiest and most destructive industry that has been subsidized by tax dollars for decades. The CEOs of ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Occidental hobnobbed with the president and his advisors at the White House after more than 40 House Republicans urged him to protect this massively wealthy industry that is also a direct threat to the global climate. Meanwhile, the Trump administration will make millions of Americans for whom the IRS does not have direct deposit information to wait until September to begin receiving their $1,200 stimulus checks. The details of the delay were outlined in a draft plan that was circulated on Thursday. Amid the debate about whether the mass wearing of cloth masks is an effective virus mitigation step, one city in Texas has decided to require its residents to wear some sort of face covering when outdoors or risk a $1,000 fine. The Laredo City Council passed a motion requiring people to wear some sort of cloth mask when using public transportation, entering public buildings, or pumping gas. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has officially recommended that city residents wear face coverings when outdoors, especially when around other people. The state of California has announced that wearing a mask could help mitigate the spread of the virus, but warned residents not to consider it a substitute for social distancing or offer a, quote, false sense of security. State officials also warned the public should not use medical or surgical masks or N95 masks, as those are in short supply and ought to be reserved for healthcare workers. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti recommended mask wearing for all, saying, quote, I know this looks surreal. We're going to have to get used to seeing each other like this. This will be the look. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is also expected to issue a federal recommendation for people to wear masks while in public, but the Trump White House says it won't be mandatory. Cases of coronavirus are surging in those states that delayed social distancing measures such as safer at home orders. In Florida, confirmed COVID-19 infections have grown to 8,000, with 125 deaths so far. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis did not make a statewide order to stay at home until this past Monday. In Georgia, another Republican governor, Brian Kemp, issued a stay-at-home order only on Wednesday. And on Thursday, Kemp claimed that no one knew the virus could be transmitted by asymptomatic infected individuals until just now. In fact, that type of transmission has been public knowledge for months. In New York City, still the epicenter of the virus in the U.S., Mayor de Blasio has called for a national enlistment of healthcare workers to be organized by the military and sent to the front lines of the disease, as in a war. And a U.S. Navy hospital ship called Comfort has been idling in the New York harbor this week, but only 20 of its 1,000 beds are occupied, even as city hospitals are overflowing and overwhelmed. Another floating hospital in L.A. called Mercy has only 15 patients. The obstacles are apparently military protocols and bureaucracy. Vice.com has obtained leaked notes from an Amazon management meeting that included founder Jeff Bezos. The notes show that executives were planning a pretext to fire Christian Smalls, an organizer who led a one-day strike at an Amazon warehouse in New York over a failure to protect workers from COVID-19. The executives discussed the best way to demonize Mr. Smalls. Meanwhile, news emerged that workers at six different Southern California Amazon locations have tested positive for the virus. And finally, singer and songwriting legend Bill Withers has died from heart complications. Withers, who was best known for songs like Lean On Me and Lovely Day, was 81 years old. And that does it for our news headlines today.